This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. And we're coming to you from the new White Hart Lane. The final whistle's just gone, and it's Tottenham 2, the Bees 0. It's a game that, to be quite honest with you, we tried our best to get something out of it. At the end of the day, we didn't get much out of this game. A little bit disappointing. They didn't play badly, but they didn't play as good. Tottenham, I thought, were actually pretty good today, to be quite honest with you. The Regulon, Son, you know, they were just... in places where plastic off the bees as well, like, you know what I'm saying. But listen, what do you think of the game?
I thought it was a so-so game. I don't think Brentford offered that much, if I'm honest with you. We didn't create a huge amount. I thought we contained Tottenham for chunks of it. After going a goal down quite early, I feared the worst. I'll come here and take a 2-0 defeat. I think it's not great to come away and lose in this glorified karaoke bar. It's a huge, great, big neon monolith. It's a great, impressive stadium. Brentford haven't been embarrassed. We've not been humiliated. But we weren't good enough, really, to get anything out of that. And I think that's a fair result, probably.
Yeah, I think it's a fair result. I think there's fans here. You can see sort of like a muted applause from the fans here. Not that they're disappointed with the team, but I think it's one of these ones here. You come here, I think the fans will be looking forward to coming to this stadium, sort of checking it out. And overall, we didn't embarrass ourselves. At the end of the day, the honest truth is that Tottenham were better than us today. Overall, they played better over the 90 minutes. Weren't quite good enough. But still, you know, I'm feeling the vibes. We'll have a little look around here to see who else is who's feeling, having a little chin wag with me here. So a bit of a disappointing result, but it wasn't a surprise at the end of the day, was it?
No, it wasn't really. I think the disappointment is the way we started both halves very poorly. We had to come out and do better. We made it a bit easy for them. But, you know, we hung in there, gave it a bit of a shout in the second half, but fortunately the game has gone already.
Game's gone. Yeah, the game's gone. I mean, Tottenham, at the end of the day, you know, look, new manager. He's come in, and you know, from what he seems to have given a bit of a kick up the arse, because they definitely didn't seem to be a laggard. They seemed to be quite up for it, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they were definitely up for it, and they looked a hell of a lot more organised than they have been in other games. And it was very hard for us to break them down when we did have possession early on. But again, unfortunately, we're getting a bit unlucky with these new manager bounces we keep on colliding with.
Yeah. We got another one coming quite soon, haven't we? Manchester United next week.
Yeah, well, I know they conceded a goal last time I looked, so hopefully it won't be too good for them.
No, hopefully not. Listen, bit of a disappointing result.
Yeah, I mean, I was proud of the performance. Yeah, I think, I mean, they got us on the, suckered us on the counter-attack second goal, but I thought we had second half where we were looking good.
Yeah,
I mean, little chances.
We let in a goal fairly early on, you know, yet again, and slightly on the back foot. But after that, I think we were probably a little bit more composed. It's almost like we're not trying to contain them, but I think we did, you know, a good job in the first half. I thought we might have turned it around in the second half.
Yeah, definitely.
Didn't start particularly well in the second half, but then after that, you know, again, you know, for most of that second half, all we needed to do is nick it, but it just didn't quite fall for us.
So wanted a goal, man. So wanted a goal. We deserved a goal tonight. Definitely.
Yeah, but still,
still onwards and upwards. We've got another game in another few hours, don't we?
Yeah, crazy time of the year, right?
That's right. So listen, bit disappointing. Disappointing result?
Yeah, disappointing result. It's all right. Yeah, could have pressed a little bit more, but yeah, it's what it is.
Obviously, look, we played Everton the other day, and we kind of ground that game out. But we looked actually slightly different today, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we didn't press forward enough. They pressed us back. We were pinned back for the large majority of the game. So,
which surprised us, because that's not how Tottenham play normally. So the Conte factor, is it?
I think it might be the Conte factor. So fair play to them. They got the 3 points. We'll go on for the next game. It's all right. So,
you bees. Listen, who else is in the house here as well? So, sorry. Oh, we got characters coming past. Listen, that was a bit disappointing, wasn't it?
Tiny bit, yeah.
Only tiny? So you're happy?
No. Of course not, but we have to take it as it is. We tried. In the first half, we couldn't really get out of our own half. No, that was the only problem. Yeah. Apart from that, everything was okay.
Oh, yeah, it was fine. Well, to be fair, we were only 1-0 down at half-time, though.
It's true, yeah. Two good saves. That's one from Alvaro. So.
That's right.
Nobody can complain anymore about doing good saves.
That's right. It's one of your fellow countrymen as well, isn't he?
Of course he is.
That's right. You must have given him a pep talk.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Every night. I give him a call.
That's right. So, listen, result today... It was what it was, wasn't it?
That's what it was. They were better than us. We showed flashes. We got a couple of good players. I think Rico really held his own. I thought I was very impressed with him. But I normally am. Good again, had a decent game. They were just very good on the break, but pretty much better than us all over the field, really.
Yeah.
2-0, fair result, about 94%.
Yeah. 94%. Listen, that team out there today, that Tottenham team. I mean, I was, if we probably played them a month ago or 6 weeks ago, we would have been probably matched them and we might have got a result. But today, 100% better than us. Good team. They've got some good players.
To be honest, they look well coached. I think that's the word you're looking for.
Yes.
Because they haven't looked well coached for a long time. I know this isn't a Tottenham podcast, but I thought today they played as a team, which is something we haven't seen from Tottenham for a long time. At least in the games I've watched them play in, they look decent today. We possibly did make them look decent to some extent. But, they look much better than they had done. Overall, I agree with what you were saying.
Yeah, I mean, Brentford, I talked about the game, we ground out the game last time. I mean, we had good phases in this game, good piece of play. They weren't allowing us to play. Obviously, they were pressing us a lot more than I thought they were going to be as well. But also, I thought that we were playing, I thought at times we'd be potentially playing decent football, but at the same time, they were stopping us from playing our game. You can see what we were trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, they didn't really want us to
play.
Yeah. I mean, they let us pass it around amongst the back three or five, I suppose it is. It can be. They were quite happy letting us do that. But the minute they sniffed anything, they went as a unit, and you can see Conte on the sidelines as well, literally, trying to tell them what to do, waving his hands. It was, as I go back to the coach side of things. We broke through a few times. We were okay. I think we look a bit dead on our legs. And maybe that's why, it was what I thought was weird, wasn't it? When you 1-0 down and then 2-0 down, when you get a corner, you're not running to take it quickly and stuff like that. You're strolling over there. That looks a bit odd. But to be honest, we're probably a bit knackered, which is a real shame, because where we are at the moment is we've got a load of games coming up and we're going to have to find somehow some fresh legs. I reckon you should freshen it up, Sunday, and
just change up the team.
Yeah, absolutely, change it up. Some real big changes, Sunday. Be brave and I don't want to say let's go again because that's what everybody says, but on Sunday let's try something different.
Because you talked about trying something different.
Yeah.
Jensen before and he's been playing has been a bit of a disappointment. But when he came up on today, I thought that he looked...
To be honest, the game was crying out for him. We were creatively in midfield between Onyeka, Janout and Norgaard. There's not much there. So I know we can all complain about Jensen's faults and stuff, but what we saw when he came on is the ball moved a bit quicker. It's a really difficult one with Jensen. There's probably games to play in him and games not to play him in.
But I thought he did all right when he came on today. I think getting the balance of the midfield three is proving a real challenge for us.
With who's missing, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, partly with who's missing, but also, you know, you've got Onyeka, you know, who doesn't really seem to quite be, you know, he's I don't know what it is. I mean, Frank the Tank, Frank the Half Tank, Frank the Quarter Tank tonight.
Well, it's after his injury, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and maybe that's what it comes down to. You know, maybe there's a lot more to see from him. But it just, yeah, he's, at the moment, he's probably up against it staying in the team for Sunday, I would say.
So, listen, we've got the Dutchman in the house. Dutchman in the house, and well, the Dutchman. Were you talking double Dutch after that game?
Yeah, I'm not sure what I feel after that one, Billy Reyes. sort of was a bit kind of after that. I mean, I thought we'd struggle tonight, but I thought we'd struggle because they'd be really good and better than us. And I didn't think they were great, but they've got better players than us, haven't they? And they've got class and quality and Kane and Son, and yeah, you have to switch off for a moment, like with the second goal, and they score and. We huffed and puffed and everyone tried really hard, but it's kind of one of those games where it felt like a bit like a cup game where we were the minnow and kind of accepting that we're better than us, and we need to stop that quite quickly. And maybe that's a fans thing, not a players thing, you know. Maybe that's me and the people around me, but we didn't quite seem to be there today. Didn't do a lot wrong, but never really looked like getting in it.
No, I'm going to say though, we were 1-0 for a very long spate of time in that game. And I actually always thought that we actually might have pulled something back in that game. It was one of the weird ones where we could have, all we needed was a little bit of a break. We needed a decent touch. We needed not to give the ball away in midfield. You know, just something we needed to do. And I thought that there's always a moment we could have got back in that game the back end.
Yeah, no, exactly what you meant. At 1-0, we still had a chance because we just needed that one decent set piece. But we didn't have one decent set piece in the whole game. Yeah. But I did think we had an outside chance of nicking something. But... I don't know, yeah, it's a bit kind of, I'm not sure what to say really. I've come out of games much more disappointed this year and come out of some much happier. Today was just a little bit kind of like,
Your podcast.
So listen, we got the Spurs in the house, and all we say to you is, come to your stadium for the first time. It was nice to be in the stadium there, you know. We feel like tourists here a little bit, like, you know what I'm saying. The match, listen, we're going to put our hands up and say straight up, like, you know, Tottenham were the better side tonight. It looks like Conte's given you a bit of a rocket up the arse, hasn't he?
He has, but we're so far behind the other. We're so far behind the rest of them. We got through today, but we're nothing special at the moment in time.
I mean, say, but you're nothing special. I mean, obviously, you know, you got to walk. You got before you're going to run. And at the end of the day, like, you know, you're starting to walk. I mean, you can argue that you might have been going backwards before, but you're starting going forwards. Walking the way that you broke for that goal, the way that, you know, you've changed your formation. You're playing with the wing backs. You know, you've got to learn quite a few things in quite a short space of time. So, I mean, I thought that Tottenham looked decent today, and you looked up for it, because I was, from what I've heard, you haven't looked up for it recently.
There was more players out there playing for the shirt today. Ben Davis played really well. Ben Davis was man of the match. You wouldn't have often said that in the past.
And I mean, you know, I'm going to say, I mean, Conte, I mean, what do you expect from him, seeing what you've seen today in particular? I mean, to be fair as well, also, you did have a bit of a rest, because obviously, you know, you didn't have a match at the weekend, so you look well rested.
I'm expecting them all to play for the shirt. I'm expecting no slouches. There's a few players out there, players in the squad that shouldn't be there come January. Let's just see over these few games up until the transfer window. Let's get a few more players in and get his players in that he wants, and we'll turn it around. I think we'll start knocking on the door then, the top four door.
Okay, right. Well, as long as we're not knocking on the bottom three door, that's all we care about. Anyway, safe journey back. Anyway, nice one. So, yes, shorter podcast today, because to be quite honest with you, we walked out the ground and it's like everyone just evaporated. People are just like, the Tottenham fans are just, I don't know where they got to. They just like disappeared, evaporated off the face of the earth, like, you know. So, a few Bees fans dotted here and there, but it's like mad. Like Brentford, you know, you get 17,000, the place is roadblocked, and you go to Tottenham with 60,000, and literally they've just gone like Blake 7, like, you know what I'm saying? Or it may be, they just disappeared. But disappointing result. We've given props to Tottenham. Brentford could have been better.
I mean, there were a few plus sides as well, because, you know, a lot of people haven't talked about Fernandes on this podcast as well. Maybe because, again, probably a little bit despondent we didn't get the words. But Fernandes, I thought he had a good game.
He did indeed, yeah. He pulled off some good saves. His distribution was much better tonight. Actually found more Brentford players than put out into touch, like against Everton. But yeah, he was a bright spark. And if I'm going to find other bright sparks, I think Jensen came on and actually showed a bit of creativity that we're missing. Baptiste had a decent game when he came on. And we actually created a few, I wouldn't call them major chances, but, you know, a few decent chances in the final quarter of the game, by which point I think the game's dead anyway. But, yeah, other than that, you know, Tottenham are a good side. They are clearly finding a bit of momentum now, and the Conte had a bit of an extra rest than we did, and I think, you know, some of that probably told. Tactically, Tottenham are very content just to almost let us play, you know, we had more possession than them, which is a bit surprising for an away team.
And then lose the ball, yeah.
But, you know, we actually played some nice football in patches, I have to say. Better than, again, previous game. Trouble is, we just couldn't hurt them enough going in the final third. So that was a bit of a downside. But, look, you know what? Tottenham tactically got it right against us. They sat back, soaked up a little bit of our possession, and then hit us really well on the counter attack and the Song goal. You know, that told. I mean, it was a bit disappointing that, you know, if you look at where he started when Harry Kane put that through ball into Reguilón, and then where he ended up, you know, ahead of our defence. Yeah. He's very fast, he's very quick, fast, and he's hard, but he was miles ahead of Pontus and the rest. But anyway, we know what we've got, you know, a bit of Aya. We miss a bit of Aya in defence, I think, and his pace and his height and his composure and his ability to bring the ball forward as well. But yeah, other bright spot, probably Charlie Good. Actually had another good game, I thought, is, again, playing out from the back, couple of decent, sort of, you know, long-range seeking missiles that found a man up in the Tottenham half, got us forward nicely. So, look, you know, a couple of positives. I think we just need to put this one behind us now and build for the Leeds game and look at the games where, you know, we can get some points, Leeds away, and a couple of the home games coming up as well.
Yeah, OK, so this is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Tottenham's over. We move on to the next game, which is on literally in a few hours. So we're going to be probably recording another podcast for the Leeds game fairly soon. This is coming thick and fast, just like the games, like I said to you. This is brought to you by Anything Is Possible, like, you know, AIPmedia.com, our buddies from the South Coast. If you like what we do, buy us a beer, besotted.com/beer. And also check us on prideofwest.london. Subscribe to us and also write us a review on iTunes or wherever else it may be, because it'll get us up in the charts. Listen, thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you enjoyed watching the match as much as you can do. If you've lost the game, Tottenham fans, I'm sure you would have enjoyed it more than we did. Hope you get back safely this evening as well. We're going to get back, and then we're going to get ready for going back to Leeds as we say...
Come on, ye bees!
Ye bees.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.